North Canterbury, this is your community radio station. We are Compass FM. Alan Gregg from Hutanui District Council, the Civil Defence Emergency Management, Hutanui District Council. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Kia ora. Good morning. Thank you for having me on here today.
Look, it is our absolute pleasure because we are a local radio station and Civil Defence Emergency Management. We work well together, and that's what we're supposed to do. And thank you for coming into Compass. It's all about being aware, isn't it? All about being aware of a potential and being ready for stuff.
That's absolutely right. Disaster preparedness is a big part that we should all be taking quite seriously, because it's too late to do it once bad things happen.
Yeah, just look at what's happened overseas. Look at what happened further up north. We just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and being ready is part of the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to find the fine line, though, between living in fear that something bad will happen, just being realistic, identify what might go wrong in your area, plan for it, and then move on with life.
Absolutely, and I totally agree. Let's not live in fear. Leithfield Beach and the Amberley Beach communities are going to have a bit of a tsunami siren signal, a test next weekend. Tell us a wee bit about this.
Yeah, so we have public alerting or tsunami sirens in Amberley Beach and Leithfield Beach. Mm-hmm. We've been going through an upgrade process to bring them up to the national standard. So we're going to be testing that on the 24th of September, Sunday.
Yep.
1 p.m. for Amberley Beach and 1:30 p.m. for Leithfield Beach. So there'll be totally new sounds with new meanings. So it'll be an interesting test for us all, I think.
Okay, so it's going to be a different sound. Normally, it would be like a volunteer fire siren. Is that
no? No. So the ones we had before was just one tone.
Yeah.
It sort of worked in a Morse code type way. So short, 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 or long, long, long.
Okay, yep.
So now we have a multi-tone siren to start it off, and then pre-recorded messages telling the public what they need to do.
Okay, and this is either going to be, this is a test, or it's a long and strong, get gone.
Yes, pretty much. So it'll be either this is a test, something's happening, check official sources, or evacuate now, and there's also an all clear message.
And of course we'll be getting text messages. Usually we'd be getting text messages on our cell phones at the same, if this was a real emergency, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So sirens used to be one of our primary means of alerting communities when something was happening, but now the emergency mobile alerting is actually the primary tool, which reaches now over 90% of the country.
Yeah.
And so sirens have very much became a secondary means of alerting.
Yeah.
But most communities should have at least three means of being alerted.
Yes.
So it's all part of the alerting process.
Okay, well this is interesting that there'll be a pre-recorded message on there to let people know what it is. That's new, isn't it?
New for us.
Yep.
It's some of the more modern systems around the country have had them for a while, and some of them can even speak through like a radio or a PA and make up messages on the fly. We don't quite have that capability.
What happens if people don't hear the bit that this is only a test? What would happen there? They're hearing the alarms and then, but they don't hear the message. What would happen there?
Yeah, so we're very alert to the fact that some people don't always or not always aware of what's going on. So we're putting leaflets out around homes. We've been putting posters up around the communities. I've been running community meetings to explain to the public what the changes are, what they mean, and then just a bit of a reminder about civil defence preparedness. We'll have people in civil defence vests on the day in both communities, and their role will be just to reassure anybody who isn't aware of the tests, and also to report back on the new sounds, how understandable they are at various distances.
So Leithfield and Amberley on the 24th, I would probably imagine that the other sirens would be being tested roughly on the same day, but we're talking about Leithfield and Amberley here, right?
Leithfield Beach and Amberley Beach.
Leithfield Beach, excuse me.
Yes.
Get it right, Kerry. Get it right. Because that is actually quite important, isn't it?
Yes. It's quite common to forget the beach, but it can be a bit confusing.
Exactly. Because I've never actually been to Leithfield Beach. I've driven past the intersection there so many times. How far away from the coast is the beach from State Highway 1?
It's only about, I'd say, less than a kilometre.
Okay.
Wonderful place to go to. Beautiful place to go for a walk along both the beach and just through that community. It's a stunning wee jewel.
Absolutely. So we're looking at the sirens, we're looking at the text messages, if things are happening for real. And is there any other warnings that we need to be aware of, those two in particular?
No, so the primary ones are the emergency mobile alerting and then the public alerting sirens. And then from there, we do things like door knocking if there's time, or work with emergency services to use their public address systems in their vehicles as another form of warning.
Alan, you mentioned just before that you've had some public meetings meetings and other bits and pieces coming up. How have they been attended?
Actually, a bit disappointing. The one last week in Leithfield Beach, we only had two people turn up. Last night in Amberley Beach, only three. So a bit disappointing in that. We understand people are busy. So we'll try again in Leithfield Beach next Wednesday before the test.
Yes.
Just to keep spreading the word. But we're also trying to get into the Facebooks and also our own local community networks in those areas.
Okay. All right. Well, if there is a meeting and you want to find out things and bits and pieces, always better to be prepared.
Absolutely.
Absolutely be prepared. Alan Gregg from Civil Defence from the Hiranui District Council, thank you so much for coming in. The Civil Defence Emergency Management Team. And we'll keep in contact and have a chat to you next month.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Compass FM.